Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is called Consequences of a Spring and Loop Theory, Assumptions. Speaking of assumptions, in researching and thinking about the subject of this paper, Spring and Loop Theory hit a wall early on. Spring and Loop Theory had imagined that temp theories were composed of bad assumptions, that Spring and Loop Theory would detail each bad assumption and propose a better assumption in its place. The problem? Temp theories don't document their assumptions. We draw conclusions and make judgments based on uncertain and incomplete information, and we conclude when we're done analyzing the patterns that our picture is clear and accurate. But is it? Leonard Mlodinow. To make or not to make them. Scientists are taught to record what they see, and to assume nothing. Good advice in experimental work, horrendous advice in theories. Pseudoscience is almost always recognizable from a distance, and easy to confirm on close examination. Science is, however, not immune from hubris, and bad science can be tougher to spot. Those of us who make a living from science must display scientific integrity. We must constantly test our assumptions and fight the siren song of consensus when our data tells us to be contrarian. K. Lee Lerner. Physics parties, political theories. In reality, scientists endorse theories. Researchers want research bucks to purchase homes in the suburbs. This mandates new research. Research conditionally financed on expressed loyalty to a theory leads to tests. The results of these mandated experiments either confirm a theory, thus proving it, or bring new discovery plaudits. Temp theorists never get negative results. For physicists, not contradicting yourself is already considered a success. Whether the results have anything to do with reality is considered a minor issue. Alexander Unzicker. Search text not found. Have you found them? Spring and loop theory hasn't either. No assumptions are considered by temp theorists today. See for yourself. Scan Wikipedia's standard model page for the word assumption or assume, etc. Oh, they might tout an assumption like relativity says nothing travels faster than the speed of light. But this is a throwaway, intended to differentiate one worthless theory from the hundreds or thousands of other worthless ones. As soon as something is measured to travel faster than light, it is duly noted, and then back to polishing your diploma. AWOL Fundamental Assumptions. The military may not be everybody's idea of the perfect system, but they get one thing right. Loyalty. Temp theories, every physicist's idea of the best theories, get one thing wrong. Loyalty to the principles of science. Never expect loyalty from a person that can't give you honesty. Sergio Bell. It turns out this one omission is more than enough to perpetuate their scam for 100 years and counting. It started innocently enough. When relativity came out, few understood it. Years later, few understand it. But everyone loves it. I get paid to do what I love. If you understand physics, the foundation of the atomic theory and relativity, you understand how the future is going to unfold. You understand what things are not possible. You understand why things work. I get paid to do what I love the most, and that is to work on the unified field theory and to see the future. Michio Kaku. Blind adoration kills. So how is it that physicists came to love something most of them didn't understand? By no one ever asking that question. Well then, why did no one ever ask it? It is the hallmark of an educated person to remain skeptical of accepted views and to regard even the most popular beliefs as working assumptions. Spencer Rathus. Je ne comprends pas. Physics has a history. From the beginning of time, man has tried to understand his world. Man is a thinking animal, after all. Allegedly. The process of thinking is a way of analyzing and making the right assumption at the right moment in life. Gerald Thomas Abraham. The problem is, man has gathered facts for centuries. Like a kid on a beach with a bucket, man has filled a lot of pails. These days, those cans are full of plastic. Broken, dirty, smelly plastic. The value of garbage is greater than the value of answers. Seabirds fill their tummies with plastic because we haven't found a way to profit from cleaning up the oceans. Physicists today fill their minds with trash because the 1% haven't found a way to profit from cleaning up physics. In fact, such knowledge would be a total disaster. But not to worry, it's being avoided by all means available. All schools, all colleges have two great functions: to confer and to conceal valuable knowledge. Mark Twain. How science be doing stuff today? Oh, look, a rock. Stick it in the bucket. It won't fit. Okay, throw it away. Temp step number one, gather facts while paid to do so. Temp step number two, question nothing. Temp steps number 3, 4, and 5, speculate a whole bunch at the end, while complementing some existing broken theory and hinting, the stronger the better, that you may have figured out some long-standing problem. Temp step number 6, cash in. Temp step number 7, repeat. It can't be this bad. Things are in fact much worse than this. The science media today is more like a continuous fetish orgy. New discovery by press release. Dogmatic repetition helps the gibberish go down. Often when you go into a relationship with physics, you have to justify why you like physics. You only see what you want to see, and you deny there are things you don't like about physics. You lie to yourself just to make yourself right. Then you make assumptions, and one of the assumptions is, my love for physics will change physics. But this is not true. Your love will not change physics. Miguel Ruiz. Identifying the fetid, rotting, putrid flaws in temp theories will change physics. Spring and loop theory. Quickly, Duncan, the assumptions. Unlike temp theories, spring and loop theory makes assumptions. Don't worry, it won't take long to run through them. Number one, everything is energy. Number two, matter, i.e. protons, is lower in energy than space, i.e. the ether or springs. Number three, the ether vibrates at the speed of light. Number four, lower energy protons dampen spring energy. And that's it. Unlike temp theories, spring and loop theory assumptions are on the table. So let's dive in and rip them to shreds, right? A discussion between J.B.S. Haldane and a friend began to take a predictable turn. The friend said with a sigh, "It's no use going on. I know what you will say next, and I know what you will do next." The distinguished scientist promptly sat down on the floor, turned 2 back somersaults, and returned to his seat. "That's to prove that you're not always right," he said. The irresistible force. Good luck with assumption number one. It is probably the most universally understood statement about the universe. Sages past and present have agreed on little but this. Calculations by none other than Max Planck and Albert Einstein have derived the underpinnings of this basis as well. Score one for spring and loop theory. Mass versus energy. The relative magnitude of mass and energy is more of a mind bender. Matter is hard and provides resistance. Flames yield to fingers. How can wisps defeat mountains? Yield and overcome. Tao Te Ching. Assumption number two cuts to the heart of modern physics, revealing one of its greatest weaknesses, that there is no matter as such. The only thing which can be directly perceived by the senses is force. James Clerk Maxwell. Chemistry to the rescue. The structural theory is of extreme simplicity. It assumes that the molecule is held together by links between one atom and the next, that every kind of atom can form a definite small number of such links, that these can be single, double, or triple, that the groups may take up any position possible by rotation around the line of a single but not round that of a double link. Finally, that with all the elements of the first short period of the periodic table, and with many others as well, the angles between the valencies are approximately those formed by joining the center of a regular tetrahedron to its angular points. No assumption whatever is made as to the mechanism of the linkage. Through the whole development of organic chemistry, this theory has always proved capable of providing a different structure for every different compound that can be isolated. Neville Sidgwick. In chemistry, the progression is from solids to liquids to gases. Add heat, i.e. energy, and you move to the right. If one continues to heat the gas, the particles just keep spreading out. In fact, with enough energy, they will bust out of any container. Matter plus enough energy becomes pure energy, or returns to it. Singe another one for spring and loop theory. Temp theories need a makeover. Assumption number three, that the ether vibrates at the speed of light, is the logjammer. Ask 1,000 physicists if there's an ether, and you will get a single dogmatic answer, based on a couple of guys trying to find it 100 years ago and failing a couple of times, proving nothing at all. The normal scientist, as Kuhn describes him, is a person one ought to be sorry for. He has been taught in a dogmatic spirit. He is a victim of indoctrination. I can only say that I see a very great danger in it, and in the possibility of its becoming normal. A danger to science, and indeed to our civilization. Karl Popper. Temp theories score an own goal. It's hinged on this all along. Four assumptions, a mere 24 words, and yet temp theorists are backed into a corner. Dunced and muted, and all because of gravity. Number 4. Lower energy protons dampen spring energy. 6 words redefine physics, whether temp theorists see it or hide it. Spring and loop theory has run the table. New ideas emerge when you question the assumptions upon which a problem is based. Shane Snow. Recount. If only one side scores, does that count as a shutout? The answer is of no consequence. Incumbent theorists won't vote themselves out of office. Temp theorists are merely mouthpieces for the 1%. There hasn't been a backbone exhumed in decades. A science is said to be useful if its development tends to accentuate the existing inequalities in the distribution of wealth, or more directly promotes the destruction of human life. G.H. Hardy. Such a solitary word. Others can't make us accountable. Accountability rarely pays the bills by itself. And accountability is not taught in accounting. Accountability, either one has it or one doesn't. The man of science who cannot formulate a hypothesis is only an accountant of phenomena. Pierre Lecomte de Nouë, The Road to Reason. Then why bother? In every aspect of 21st century life, the battle lines are the same. Isolated voices expressing truth, opposed by a cacophony of freaks belching falsehoods. Although in theory physicists realize that their conclusions are not certainly true, this does not really sink into their consciousness. They act as if science were indisputably true, and what's more, as if only science were true. Any information obtained other than by the scientific method, although it may be true, the scientists will call unscientific, using this word as a smear word, by bringing in the connotation from its original Greek meaning to imply that the information is false, or at any rate slightly phony. Anthony Standen. No, we can't. Facts and fictions don't get along. Those obsessed with money, power, and control never change when presented with boatloads of truth. Salvation comes from within, or not at all. Everything is becoming science fiction. From the margins of an almost invisible literature has sprung the fantasy of the 20th century. J.G. Ballard. Everything is becoming delusional. Zap! This paper is shocking. To no theorist more than spring and loop theories. 4 divided by 0 is undefined. Temp theories are worse than spring and loop theory by a factor of undefined. It doesn't compute and never will. The flaws with laws. Where would physics be without laws? The 3 laws of thermodynamics, the law of action and reaction, or my personal favorite, Boyle's law. As far as the laws of mathematics refer to reality, they are not certain, and as far as they are certain, they do not refer to reality. Albert Einstein. The fetishes of physicists. People in general, and physicists are nothing if not human, want things buttoned down. Give me boundaries, limits. Absolutes. Even better, chisel it into bedrock. Granitize it, post haste. What if I say no? Black Friday is not a great time to study human willpower. Fortunately, the running of the bulls happens just once a year, and is entirely voluntary. Going to pieces is the most human of human laws. Knowledge comes by taking things apart, analysis. Wisdom comes by putting things together. John Morrison. Doubt, a better way. The greatest inhumanity happens every time when we buy into someone else's belief peddling. Physics said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. It is tremendously ironic that no group buys into baloney with more vigor and confidence than physicists. 10 facts about you. Number 1, you're reading this right now. Number 2, you're realizing that is not much of a fact. Number 4, you didn't notice I skipped 3. Number 5, you're checking now. Number 6, you're smiling. Number 7, you're still reading this even though it's pointless. Number 9, you didn't realize I skipped 8. Number 10, you're checking again and smiling at how you fell for it again. Number 11, you're enjoying this. Number 12, you forgot there are only supposed to be 10 facts. Do or die. Making assumptions is a matter of life or death. Ask a mother whose child died from swallowing the dentist's cavity-preventing fluoride gel. She assumed everything was safe, and that assumption cost her child its life. Anyone who thinks science is trying to make human life easier or more pleasant is utterly mistaken. Albert Einstein. This should give pause on a number of levels. It was ever thus. We see a gazelle slaughtered by a cheetah, and we understand right away. We take our first drink of booze and invite fallacious assumptions to ride shotgun on our stagecoach. Assumptions run roughshod over our lives, but we'd rather tweet a selfie. Groups are WMD. Physics can be simple. Unification is a handful of words away. What are you waiting for? Your life is a blending of the choices you make. To improve your life, improve how you make choices. Take time for conscious decisions based on good values, long-term results, loving motives, and staying true to your heart. The best assumption. Fear is. When you have it, it has you. Few are able to perceive clearly when fear enshrouded. If the human race ever stops acting on the basis of what it thinks it knows, paralyzed by fear that its knowledge may be wrong, then Homo sapiens will be making its application for membership in the Dinosaur Club. Henry Davis, to plant a seed. Back to square one. Your past assumptions are absolved. Your future assumptions matter. Take a deep breath and step out on your own. The branch will hold. It always does. Thomas Edison's method was inefficient in the extreme, for an immense ground had to be covered to get anything at all unless blind chance intervened. And at first I was almost a sorry witness of his doings, knowing that just a little theory and calculation would have saved him 90% of the labor. But he had a veritable contempt for book learning and mathematical knowledge, trusting himself entirely to his inventor's instinct and practical American sense. In view of this, the truly prodigious amount of his actual accomplishments is little short of a miracle. Nikola Tesla. Footnotes. What pass for assumptions in the Standard Model are more like places where it has painted itself into a corner. For example, a black hole is a singularity. In private, everyone admits this is nonsense, but so it stands. Other bits of nonsense? Electrons, quarks, and photons are point particles. Again, this is always conceded to be an absurd notion, but it is foundational to what the Standard Model's quantum mechanics calculates about atoms. The Planck scale was first realized in the year 1900, yet the Standard Model sticks with a non-Planck scale 116 years later. The Standard Model is a model in name only, and as standard as smoking cigarettes was in the 1960s. Albert Einstein's quote, "As far as the laws of mathematics refer to reality, they are not certain, and as far as they are certain, they do not refer to reality," isn't correct. But it's noteworthy Einstein thought this way. He was full of doubt, even 5 years after publishing General Relativity, and 15 years after publishing Special Relativity, when he gave his famous ether talk. Clearly, neither of these was the answer he was looking for. Ultimately, this reflects how useless mathematics is for determining new principles of physics. In addition, the fact everyone thinks he was a giant among men is alarmingly illustrative of how temp theories got where they are today. Trust based on nothing. As Jim Rohn warned, beware of happy hope. You'll lemming yourself, yet enjoy the fall. The laws of mathematics aren't without fault. The interpretations of how nature works, commonly called physics, can easily be. Temp theories, given their horrendous and/or non-existent assumptions, have no chance of being certain about anything. But more research is needed.